Is that also true in relation to the spiritual master? To the spiritual master,
the guru.
Sometimes the disciples want to say, I don't have any regard for his servitors, but I have my direct affinity for him.
For whom?
The guru.
And not for any?
His servitors.
Brother, God brothers.
Yes.
Not what? No. If he has got real connection with guru, then his connection with the God brothers will be in a proportionate position. As that God brother is really as much faithful to the guru. Guru means not the body. What is guru? Or what is the inner self of guru? And the disciples, as much as have got realization and affinity for that guru, our genuine disciples, they have friendship according to that. According to that. But guru may be seen in various ways, as Krishna himself is seen in various ways. Mallana Masanina Nang Narabara, Trinang Saru Murtima. Krishna entering there in a Kamsa, and so many sections are having view in different way about him, that same Krishna. Something, 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 another thing, something, third thing. So Guru is also influencing that way. What is Guru Prapa? What is Guru? What is his real dealings? And what is his external behavior, temporary behavior to capture someone or to do this or that? What is his real quality? Krishna Ikasaram. A Vaishnava has many qualifications, but Krishna Ikasaram is the most substantial inner qualification, symptom of Vaishnava. Vaishnava has got many symptoms, but there is gradation, comparative study. So what is Guru proper and how much one is attracted by that aspect of Guru, real aspect of Guru, one should have connection accordingly. Because the same interest, common interest. We should be drawn by the common interest. And God himself, what about Guru and God in incarnation comes here? According to their position, the various persons see him various ways. Guru is Krishna, Guru is infinite. Finite in infinite. Or infinite in finite. Guru. I have understood the Guru fully. It is not possible. So Acharya Mahan Vijaniya. I am there. It's my percentage. We cannot finally know as an ordinary person. And how we can see that we can we have known the Guru to the finish. Audacity, ignorance. According to our progress, Guru will distinguish new color, new position. Charasti Samitta Padhari Jampuna Tatasvani Viti Vibhavidakati. When Narad is coming to Dwarka, Krishna, Uddhava and Baladev, they are sitting together to discuss about Shishupal, and they will see Narad coming. And they found first a mass of light. Coming nearer, they found, oh, there is a figure within the light. And then again, nearer coming, they found, oh, that is the figure of a gent. Yeah? Then more nearer, oh, they will see Narad coming. So this has been quoted in Vedanta commentary of Baladev. The first we see the consciousness as a whole like some light. And then when we closely come in contact, we find out there is that light that is present, partially. Then we find potency by its side, we find Narayan. Then in this way, gradually, according to our capacity, Ramchandra, Dharavish, Brajesh, in this way, by deeper vision, we come nearer the our goal. In this way, progress. So, at one stroke, we came to Gurudev and we found him whole. That is absolute thing. According to my progress, I shall see Guru, Vaishnava, Krishna, everything with our nails. Jani Jasarva Bhutanam, Pashyam Jani. That is dark in the Usha. And the at night we can't see, but when in the early, before sunset, we see something vague, and light comes clear, we see more clearly. In this way, in progressive life, we see things in deeper way. In the past, we come in connection with the hazy aspect of things. Always these things. So it goes up to Yashoda, up to Radharani, up to Sri Ram Subal, different aspects, Baladi, degradation, Notasami, Priyatamo, Mahatmajo, Nidhasanta. Beginning from Brahma, Shiva, Baladi, Lakshmi, even to him it is going. And more favorite than my own self is my devotee. Uddhava, you. And then Uddhava says, how I found what is devotion proper. The prema bhakti in Vrindavan. He is astonished to find it. Always progress going in classification and in group as well as in personal characteristics. We must not be afraid that progress, to hear that progress is eternal. We must not be fond of any static thing. The progress finished there. That is, that draws us to the example of this material one, this perfect. Navanavayama. Every moment is becoming, taking new shape, new appearance, new meaning of this thing. Ever new. Navanavayama. Viti padam purnamita sadhanam. At every step, we think that it is perfect. Taking the name, we feel some joy or pleasure, ecstasy, whatever it be. At every step, we find it is full. Not stale. Amindam Bhujivardhana. The ocean of joy. And that is also ever increasing. And the Pratipadam Purnamita Sadam. At every step, that is ever increasing ocean coming in new color. So some sort of idea of the infinite. How should we think about infinite? I mean, we must not be in that world. We must not be afraid of our mean and lower position. Sakkhayame namastu namastu nittam dasyayame ratastu ratastu ratastu. We shall always tend to go down in the menial world. But the Yogamaya will forcibly arrange if I am fit to put me in a proper position. But our tendency will always be that I am not fit for higher service. I must go to the lowest. That is laudable and that is fruitful, progressive, real. Radharani herself said, I want to serve him in the lowest way. But because he desires me to for another service, I can't help. That is the tendency. Humility is the characteristic, and that is not so. Radharani says, my innermost desire that my Lord should be served in the perfect way. But others cannot do so, but they venture and come forward to do but cannot do the service. There's my trouble. So I can't tolerate that. That is not for my selfish position. The other party, I am not envious of them, I am not jealous, for my selfish purpose. Because they cannot do the service well. That is my my toleration disturbed thereby. The Yoga Maya's representation this way. Jiye kana Krishna sukha nahi jani. They comes forward to do service, but they can't do so. That's the doubt. But I am not jealous of them, that I shall take the service and I shall deceive them. not the least apartment within that. Service is all. And the master, the recipient of the service, he should get the best. That should be the temperament everywhere. Krishna Sukha Tatpurya. From the beginning to the end, Krishna Sukha Tatpurya. Sacrifice for the satisfaction of the centered to the utmost degree. That is the principle. The whole structure is searching for that and no end. No end. Eternal and infinite. In question of space, time, and anything, it is eternal. Ahituki apatihata. Causeless, and everything for his satisfaction, for him. Your position in the room is dependent, relative, and never absolute. You have to think like that. No job, no post is permanent. You will find that is possible in Maya. A permanent post in the service. They won't think, can't think like that. Though it is more permanent than enough, more than permanent. But they feel so uncertain. Uncertain. Can't go. If you want to take me anywhere, please carry me there. And he disappeared. Externally, we see that. But that is another meaning from the devotee side. Anything perplexing for Karanda Maharaj? Perplexing. Absolutely. But there is a peculiar thing in the society of the devotees. When the Absolute is defeated to this potency, apparently they are in joy. And the defeat of the Master to the servitors. The servitor class, they find joyous there. There is bhakti. Devotion is there. Devotion we find that devotion. When this master is defeated by the serpent, there is such position also. There we have joy. Here it is, the joy, the success of the devotion, supremacy of the devotion. Bhakta paradhino, aham bhakta paradhino. In the example where we see that the Lord is devoted by the sadvijas, we feel more joy that he has the joy, the victory of the devotion. Victory of the devotion. They can't tolerate that any the controlling the devotion, especially in the raga section, controlling the devotion, the devotees, in that aspect they do not find much peace, much joy. Once our God Dada Parvat Maharaj asked our Guru Maharaj Prabhupada that after Rasa Lila, seeing the common dealing of Krishna, Radharani with the gopis, Radharani left the position. She could not tolerate that she should be dealt in a common way with other gopis. She left the place. And when suddenly Krishna found that Radharani has left the playground, the grass ground, then he left all the gopis and went to search for her. And after going some distance, he met her and tried to take her to some other place. But Radharani, when she could not walk anymore, she told, "I can't walk. If you like to go far, you carry me." Then when she told that, Krishna suddenly disappeared. And this was asked by Parvat Maharaj to our Guru Maharaj. What is this? We think that Krishna is so favorite of Radharani. Radharani is also so. And when Radharani, he failed to walk any longer, and she told that if you like to go further, you have to carry me. And he disappeared. Then Prabhupada, he could not tolerate this thought to mention this. What is the question of devotion here? He was a little disturbed. You are asking this question. What point of devotion is here that you ask? And he did not speak anything more. That Sannyasi Parvat Maharaj, he mentioned it to me. Once I asked to live in this way, but he felt disturbed and said, "What devotion is here that you come to ask me?" No express of any devotional sentiment is here. She was dishonored. This is no victory of devotion. In this way. Then I inspired to see what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written here in this page, this remark. And he found that he thought that Krishna wanted to enjoy the position. If in such case she is deserted, how she behaves? For that purpose Krishna told, not through his despise or undermining, but only to enjoy the if in the forest, lonely forest, there is none, and he also disappears under such circumstances, then how she behaves? Only to enjoy that, Krishna did so, and not out of neglect or heart. And that way, that is Atmananda. But no dishonor of Radharani by Krishna is not possible. Not for dishonor, despite, but for particular object of him, to enjoy a particular position. He did so. Hari Krishna, Gauri Gauri. The question of absolute and relative, that will go always, everywhere, and we have to select between them. Not only in this life, even life after death. That thing, that key selection of the reality, survival of the fittest and the natural selection. Two things in the scientific world. Natural selection and survival of the fittest. This is the shadow of the what is going on in Vaikuntha, in the transcendental mind. Fairfield. What we find here, that has got some original aspect on the other, superior part. And this is a shadow. Tamiva bhantam anubhati sattam tushya bhasa sabvamidam vibhati. Only difference in-carrying and out-carrying. Separate interest and absolute interest. Are all similar. One and many. Unity that has diversity and harmony. According to the degree of surrender and the degree of our being, deep and the depth. Thirst, according to the degree of thirst, water is tasteful. No thirst, no necessity of water. In Brahmalok, in the abscissa. Ordinary thirst, there are differences in the thirst. Napoleon's thirst, Alexander's thirst, that is superior to the ordinary thirst of the mind. Thirst, energy, activity. In the devotional world, as Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, there are so many thirsty people. Want. The search of Brahma in Vedanta, that is something more or less intellectual thing. To satisfy our knowing faculty, the search for Brahma. The search for Brahma, or that is Brahma Jigyasa, that may take us to the indifferent position. Oh, this is search. That is, that may help resolve from this negative side. But search for Krishna, that is positive. One cannot neglect that. One cannot be idle. Brahma Jigyasa, Asatu Brahma Jigyasa. As Mahaprabhu is Krishnam Brahma. Full of life, vitality. Siddhati Zayakanti. According to hunger, the health is to be determined. How one is healthy, that should be determined by his hunger.
You were talking of the thirst. How can we acquire this thirst? This thirst is so valuable. How to get it?
We... What does it say?
He wants to know how to acquire.
How to?
Acquire.
The
thirst.
Search.
Yes,
the thirst.
The same thing.
Thirst.
Thirst.
Yes.
Cannot
yes.
be acquired.
That is repeatedly asked, that is the only question. Sadhu Shastra, by association with thirsty men. The germs which is within his body, creating thirsty, that jhan may come to me and create thirst there. So, not physical jhan, Must have a spiritual chant.
Like that Tatra Lolyam of Rupa Goswami.
Bhakta Sangyataya Bhakta. Bhakti can never be produced but any other thing. It is the most elementary thing. So bhakti only can produce bhakti. Devotion can produce devotion. Nothing else from outside. Then it will have secondary position. So nothing can produce devotion than devotion. So it is causeless. Faith is a peculiar thing, Shraddha. Napoleon told there will be no Alps. And the many came to that standard of mental strength, that no Alps, we shall cross over. There is no Alps. And Hitler told, when he attacked Greece, if all stands on it, you blow it out. His machinery power was after that mark. I marked it. I heard the no else and I marked it in the paper. Hitler told, if all stands on your way, blow it out. So, the strength of the mind from the general comes to the subordinates. Association. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Yes.
I saw Agagi Lucy.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, I may close here with that. Then, at the request of Devotee Narada, Indra circumambulated reverently Kayadhu, mother of Prabhupada, and went off. Then Kayadhu requested Narada you like my father, like my father. You have released me from the hands of the enemy, and I don't like to go back to the capital. You please keep me in your ashrama. And Narada did so. He took her to his own ashrama, and there kept her. And there, that Kayad Prahlad's mother lived, and Prahlad was what is known, something Yatishvara. He could hear from the womb, and what devotional advices was given to Kayadhu, Prahlad's mother, Prahlad could understand, feel them all. And he accepted Narada as his guru from the womb of his mother. That was also the case with Parikshit, we heard in Mahabharata. And Arjuna was explaining this Chakrabhuva Bhitta Suhadra. Abhimanyu heard it from the womb of her mother, of his mother.
Abhimanyu,
son of Arjuna. Arjuna, son, Abhimanyu. He could enter Chakrabhuva, but when Arjuna was speaking about coming out of the guha, Arjuna, at that time Suhadra slept, so Abhimanyu could not hear. And when at the fight with Kuru Pandava, then Arjuna was taken away to the Samsaptaka field, and none in the side of Pandava knew to enter Chakrabhuva of Dronacharya, except Abhimanyu. But Abhimanyu only one knew to enter, but not to come out, because when Arjuna was describing how to come out, at that time his mother slept. So from the womb also the child can hear, if in some such stage, by previous karma. So Prahlad could hear everything from the womb. And also, Kayadhu prayed to Devarshi Narada that I want one boon. As long as my husband does not come back, my child may not come out. And Narada sanctioned that. So Prahlad, for a long time, living in the womb, heard so many spiritual advices from Narada, and accepted him as guru. So when Prahlad was in the school of Sundamurka, sons of Prakracharya, and he was called by...